show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby Tone.
Man right there. That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
What is going on, Bruce? Baseball.
Baseball.
Basketball.
Basketball.
Some beautiful footy this weekend.
Beautiful footy this weekend.
Tonight, huh?
Huh?
Big NBA slate tonight.
Not a bad. Yeah. It is a large NBA slate.
It's very large.
Very large.
Mid, how are we?
Tony, I'm doing absolutely fantastic. It's my favorite day of the year.
Which is?
The day that LeBron James comes to Indianapolis to play the Pacers.
Is he going
to
play?
Right now he is questionable, but he's been questionable about 50 games of the year. So
he'll play.
He'll play.
He needs to play there.
I actually hope he does for you, man.
Are you going?
What's up?
Are you going?
No, I got so many bets. And
I hear you. So many bets. It's Picks Friday.
Yeah.
Feels like a classic Picks Friday show. There's a lot to pick, okay?
Probably.
Yeah, a couple of espresso Martins. Yeah, okay. It's beautiful out.
Yes. Yeah, nice to hail there.
Let's hit happy hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now happy hour's back.
You have happy hour back.
Yeah, let's fucking go.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah. Let's get our picks out.
How did our bets go yesterday? Huh? How'd baseball go?
Baseball?
Yeah.
Clean sweep, 7-0.
Huh. Is that good?
I think I was 7-0 too.
College basketball, not so much.
I was 6-1.
Had a baby,
Bruce. One off the pace.
Shout out the dads for coming back in bottom five.
Oh yeah.
You get runners first and third, no outs. You're in a good position there. What was your loss? Oh, the KC.
The Royals plus 1.5. I also
had that too.
Yep, they had it.
Also, shout out the Rags coming through.
Yeah, that game was sweet. They got fucked on a foul tip that was not called a foul tip, and then that catcher totally redeemed himself.
I realized that I need like 4 TVs right now.
Yep.
It was the first time in a long time where I sat down last night and I was like, okay, I got this right now. Yeah. But then we got to like, it was 10 o'clock. Texas hockey.
Two basketball games.
Sox opening game. Like,
yep.
I needed more.
I'm looking at
YouTube TV.
You can't quad box.
You need YouTube TV for.
I don't want to.
They did. Who was it last night? It was Alden.
I just don't want.
Sometimes they'll quad box different sports.
I understand.
You can't get what we're looking
for. And I appreciate what you're saying, but I need like.
Yeah.
I want like 4.
Set it up, brother.
What I want is like a 4. I have a huge wall in my apartment. I want
4 TVs.
4, maybe 5, like a big one in the middle and 4 right.
Yeah. You should do it.
Let's do it.
You should get it done.
Ty's got a guy for you.
And I know this is like just not really the show. I broke my damn second TV because I always put it under the couch and I like cracked it. So now I can't fucking, or I need like just a new setup.
We'll figure it out.
You put it where?
Like, okay, so like there's a gap in between my couch and my wall. And then like I always like just
behind the couch.
Pick it up.
Oh, and, like, you're like, I'll store this behind my couch.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, pick it up.
And then you sit down really quickly and move your couch back.
This apartment is very, very nice.
It's a nice place.
It is. Okay.
Let's do tonight because it's Picks Friday.
Where are we starting?
Well, the baseball games are starting right now. So
okay.
We should probably start there, right?
Go ahead.
Now, what's going on in Mets, Spurs, and
The Mets Philly. Fucking blew it, dude.
No.
Already?
I mean, the first 5, they lit up a fucking run in the fucking top of the 5th. I kind of stopped watching after that.
Okay. So, yeah, Brewers are up 2-1.
Yeah, I lost that as well.
I'm surprised Peralta pitched that well.
Yep. I mean, it's the Mets day game. So, like, are you pitching well or are the Mets just the classic abysmal?
I was going to bet on that game as, like, a heat check, but I looked at it all morning. I just couldn't do it.
Yep. I genuinely like just the odds of the first 5 tie, but you know, obviously didn't come to pass.
And then Philly and the Braves first pick, or they're in the bottom one, so that one's just starting. Nothing there from us. Do you want to roll through? Does anybody have anything for Toronto at Tampa Bay? That's Bassett versus Savali.
Yeah, sign me up for the Jays first 5.5 again, please.
Okay. They came back late too, right?
No.
As far as like first 5?
No. No.
What's going on back here?
Ty was asking me if that was my ice cold Diet Coke.
Is this anyone's ice cold Diet Coke?
Not mine.
No, you should have it. Okay, you should have it, brother.
That's been in there for like...
That's yours, brother.
You should have it.
Okay, yeah. Ask everybody.
So I know.
Here.
Yeah.
Are you drinking it straight or are you making a booze cocktail?
I'm drinking it straight.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, Bruce.
I was just going to say, make me one if we're getting after it.
I'm picking my daughter.
Make me want to forget after.
That'll go over like a lead balloon. This guy.
Jesus.
This guy.
Three sheets to the wind.
I mean, you never know. So I figured I'd ask.
Hey, while he's here, ask him how he feels about Rendon going today.
How do you feel about Rendon going today?
I mean, we'll see. You know, he looked good all spring training. As we know, his last start of the spring, 5 innings, no hit ball.
It's good.
Personally, I said, I don't give a fuck. Okay. Let him throw 9 innings. Let him throw a 9-hitter. He might win the Cy Young this year. It's one of those things, though, where in typical Yankee fashion, like, they should have won that game yesterday probably by about 6 runs.
8-1.
Yeah, exactly. They left like 18 guys on base. They squeak one out. Bruce knows this just as well as I do. There is a great chance, and I mean great chance, they drop these next 3 games and just look awful in all 3 of them.
Definitely. I think first 5 plus a half is the move because our bullpen, exerted themselves, perhaps overexerted themselves.
Yeah, not going to have Johnny Lasagna tonight.
Not going to have Johnny Lasagna. Probably don't have Clay Holmes. So first 5.
That's fine by me.
Yep. Rendon keeps him in it, and then they probably lose late.
Okay.
I want to see 7 good innings out of
seven.
Boom.
Thank you, brother.
So that's what I want to see.
Thank you, brother.
Boom.
And good that's luck, what brother. Happens when you fuck with McMahon.
Brother.
Happy Easter, brother.
Happy Easter, brother. All right, so you're on Toronto. Anybody else on Toronto?
Very flat, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's been in there for a year and a half. Actually, the Rays, I just think we'll split and go to a rubber match in this little series.
Okay. Buccos are still going against the Miami Marlins. Marty Perez goes against AJ Puck.
Marty Perez Duke. Is a respectable name to be pitching number 2 in the Buccos order.
Legit. Nothing there for me.
Yeah, I'm out.
He's about to be 3, okay? Because when Paul Skeens comes up in a month.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, Paul Skeens.
And then we have Domingo, okay?
Going Paul Skeens as a 5, though, it's kind of like you're going double aces. That might be the move.
Where's Maryland. Domingo in the rotation?
Probably next.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but probably next.
Perfect game.
Him and Chapman hit the town. Miami's not the best place to start your season for that Buccos squad.
I don't have anything for the Yankees and Houston game, do you?
I got the Stros first 5 money line. I just like Javier better than Rendon. I need to see it.
I do think the move there is full game, brother. But I'm on the Yankees first 5 plus 5.
I'll die in the first 5 trenches.
Bo Sox, Pivetta goes against Kirby.
Yep.
And this is both had a 3.9 ERA last year, both had a 5 flat ERA in spring training. Fucking coin flip for me. But I'm not taking anything.
Yep, doing it again for the vibes. Red Sox first 5 plus half.
I'm Mariners full. I just slightly prefer Kirby to Pivetta.
Okay. My first pick of the day, I will go back to the well with the Cleveland Guardians against the Oakland A's. Logan Allen versus Ross Stripling. You get. I'm going to go full game on this one because when I think the team is the better team, I will go full game normally. Cleveland -130. That's not going to say it's a short price because, you know, when I say that, they'll lose for sure. But give me the Guardians -130 on that one.
Yeah, I'll go Guards first 5.
Okay. Colorado and Arizona. Anybody want anything of Quantrill and Merrill Kelly?
No.
It felt like a no from everybody.
I would certainly comfortably use the Diamondbacks as a parlay piece this evening.
Okay.
The first broken back of the season. Was in fact the Rockies in the first game of the season.
Okay. Brother, how are you?
Good, brother. What are you guys on right now?
We're about to finish up baseball.
Just on that.
I mean, I text Gump last night, are we doing Devers? He was like, yeah, we're doing Devers. Devers bomb.
O'Neill Cruz bomb.
O'Neill Cruz bomb.
You know what I
said? Soto hit a bomb?
No.
Oh, you know what shocker.
I didn't.
Tonight, though.
I didn't send you, and I should
have. Yeah, tonight does feel like a chalky Yankee bomb.
O'Neill had hit in 4 straight opening games.
Really?
And he hit one.
Yeah, he did hit one.
Good to know.
5 straight.
Yeah. Good to know going forward. Dogs 3-1 last night, March Madness.
Yep.
I think we ride him again tonight, and then fucking judgment call for everybody on the weekend.
Okay.
I do like, I know UConn's a fucking wagon, but 9.5 is hefty for
that is a lot.
Illinois team.
Okay.
I think that's inflated a bit.
Okay.
Let's I love all the dogs today.
Okay.
I don't know.
Bye, brother.
It's so nice that boys.
Okay.
Get out there. Get out there, brother.
We're going to finish up. Dads and Giants. Musgrove's going against Kyle Harrison. I thought about Musgrove, but he got bombed.
Terrible spring. Saw him fucking pitch, letting eight runs live. But sign me up for the Dads.
Okay, so you are going to go.
I want this Dads team to be good, and I want this Dads team in the playoffs so bad.
Okay. Anyone else in that game?
No, I'm curious about Kyle Harrison. I feel like I'm unfamiliar with his game.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised to see he was second off the...
He had a 4-5-5 last year.
They have Robbie Ray. They traded for Robbie Ray from the Mariners. They
signed someone else as well. Who was
Blake Snell?
Blake Snell.
Is Blake Snell ready?
Probably not.
But I was intrigued to see Kyle Harrison second off the map here.
San Diego still has Fernando Tatis, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I have them in a parlay with the Dodgers.
Okay.
They need a new rule where like Gumbo and Blake Snell can't do this because I don't like it.
Okay.
Well, in their defense, it is
take it up with the MLB.
The Red Sox should have just paid one of them. You know, Yanks could have just paid the other. But those were the glory days when we just overpaid for players and we were the best teams in baseball.
Yep. Now Boris probably expected.
Sadly, now this is the world we live in.
Hey, just sit out.
Yeah.
Last game of the night, St. Louis at the Dodgers. But take it until they bite me in the ass. I will take Dodgers full game run line. -110. So, how about you boys?
No, I'm out.
I'm all set. We'll see how Miller starts his campaign.
Bobby Miller.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but we'll see how he starts.
Okay, so tonight I got Cleveland full game -130, and the Dodgers full game run line -1.5, -110.
I got Jays first five plus half, Astros first five money line, Dads first five money line, Red Sox first five plus half, Guardians first five money line.
Okay. Let's head to the association. What say you?
Yeah.
No
decent slate tonight, what? To be fair. You
did it again.
Bruce, my Bruce.
You did it again?
Yeah, that's on me.
Bruce. No, it's a bit now. No one knows my picks.
What are they?
I'm on the Yankees first five plus a half, and then your play of the day is the Mariners full game.
Okay. Jeez. I love it. Mitt, anything?
I have the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres in parlay. It's like +140. Jeez.
Let's go to the association.
Those are full game money line.
Let's go to the association.
Thank you. Tonight for the association, I have a money line parlay.
Ooh.
It's -140.
I'm off the money line parlays.
But it is the Brucey New York City basketball team, the New York Knicks. I thought about laying it with a nine. Why not? But
yeah.
But I could money line parlay them with the Houston Rockets.
Ooh.
And you got -140.
Is that 10 straight still?
Oh, yeah.
Streaks live.
Oh, yeah.
Going for 11 with the money line.
And they are playing a horrendous team.
Nice.
I believe it, the Jazz.
So they're right on the Warriors, kit and caboodle.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Big Perk said that yesterday, the one game out.
They are right there, my brother. Yep. So basically tonight what I did, who did I say I have?
The Knicks.
The Knicks.
And the Rockets.
So the Knicks going against the Spurs, you know.
Yeah.
Not great.
This is my I need five TVs night. Like, I don't know how I'm going to watch the Yankees, the Knicks, March Madness.
The Rockets, obviously, you know, on their winning streak versus a 1-9 last 10 game Utah team. So that was my thinking there.
Bruce, how you're going to watch it is go to a sports bar.
And then almost.
Oh, yeah. Hey, throw on MSG Network.
They might.
Hell yeah.
They might.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hey, do you guys have Yes Network and MSG Network?
Yeah. I mean. Bob might do it for you, to be honest.
What do you guys
might be on a 25-inch Zenith
NBA? What are you doing?
I like Clippers money line.
Okay,
at Orlando. I don't know if LeBron's playing or not, but I like the Lakers +4.5 at the Pacers.
Okay,
questionable.
I got OKC +1.5 at home against the Phoenix Suns.
Ooh.
And I like the Mavericks +1.5 at Sacramento.
Okay.
I backed off the Mavericks just because they've been on a winning streak. And whenever I hop on a winning streak, they usually fucking lose.
Okay.
So I backed off of them. I am riding OKC +1.5, basically a pick. Minnesota, I just think, is getting too many points with 6.5 going into Denver. And then I absolutely love the Lakers. Any way you can get them tonight. Money line. +4.5, I think, is a fucking steal. Also, LeBron, just in general, does play very, very good in Indiana the last 3 years he's played here. So, probably him, like, 30 points. This is one of those, or a triple-double, one of those type of games.
Okay.
Yeah, AD's hurt, then definitely triple-double.
Okay.
I'll take the Pacers.
Okay.
All right. Go fuck yourself.
Taking the Pacers. Is that it for you tonight?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
Go fuck yourself.
Let's go to... the second night of Sweet 16.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
I have two plays.
Yes.
I'm going to take Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Plus the 5.5.
Yeah.
Why, Tony? Why am I doing that? I'll tell you, I have it right here. Now I know Gumpy hates when I do this.
Tell us, Tony.
Gonzaga, the 10th best 2-point defense in the land. Gonzaga's two of their best players, 6'9", 6'10", 6'8". Now, if they keep throwing, I mean, Edie's 7'4", so I know, yeah, they don't have a 7'4".
Yeah, but you can kind of, if you got three guys, you can rotate through. You got 15 fouls there.
Just throwing bodies at him.
Yep.
I like Gonzaga's size. I like how they defend the paint. So I'm going to take Gonzaga plus a 5.5. And then I'm going to lay it with Marquette.
Ooh.
Minus a 6.
That seems like the sharp favorite.
Is it?
Okay. It feels like it.
NC State, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't want to tell you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Train's running out of gas.
Sorry.
I got Marquette Houston moneyline parlay. I'm with you on the Zags plus 5.5.
Okay.
And give me Tennessee on the money line against Creighton.
All right, brother.
Yep.
I too am on Gonzaga for the reasons you mentioned, okay, with them being able to cycle guards in there, hopefully get Edie into a little bit of foul trouble. Also, Mark Few. They have
good ball coach.
They got the coaching edge here, in my humble opinion. I like Duke plus 4.5 as well. I know, Gump, that this Houston team is great, but I just feel like Duke's going to be that thorn in our side.
Okay.
Stick around into the Elite Eight and Final Four. Creighton. I'm on Creighton because Rick Barnes is 0-10.
We love Rick Barnes
as a favorite.
He is.
In March Madness.
He is.
3-7 straight up.
Rick Barnes.
Yeah. They've won this year.
You loved Rick Barnes, dude.
Yeah. Well,
I don't like this flip flopping we're doing here, Bruce.
I don't fully understand what you mean.
We love Tennessee and Rick Barnes.
I don't think I've volunteered for that one.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I'm not a huge burn.
Anything in the Sweet 16 for you?
Yeah, this is probably going to lose because all of you guys are on Gonzaga. I'm taking Purdue moneyline.
Purdue
parlayed with Tennessee.
Okay.
Ooh. I do hope that Purdue wins on the money line because my dog sitter is a Purdue alumni.
Shout out Bruce's dog sitter.
Shout out Bruce's dog sitter.
Let's go to footy.
Yes, sir. Saturday. EPL.
Okay.
I love West Ham. I've been West Ham.
The Hammers.
Until I die.
Can't do it.
I know I am.
Airport this way.
I can't do it.
Prague.
Have you watched Green Street yet?
No, nope. Never will.
I like the Magpies. Newcastle. Money line versus West Ham.
Oh, okay. What the hell?
Yep.
That's a good pick.
Yep. I like Aston Villa, moneyline versus the Wolves.
Okay.
Villa just keeps on doing it. Man U. Is this Man U game?
It's at 4 p.m. local at Brentford.
Today or tomorrow?
It's tomorrow on my sheet.
Yeah, that's what I saw too. For some reason, I saw it on Friday. But
4 p.m., that's 9 p.m. local, right? Because they're 5 ahead right now.
And they don't do the time change.
Tomorrow at 4 p.m., yeah.
Or are they?
Why are they playing at 9 p.m.?
Sure this isn't Eastern? But yeah, it is Eastern. I don't know. Who knows, man?
The game before, it's at 1:30, so they got, I guess.
Might have something to do with the internationals that are happening, maybe.
Okay.
I like Man U, Toronto Bet versus Brentford. La Liga, I got Valencia, moneyline versus Mallorca. Bundesliga, I got Freiburg, double chance versus Gladbach. And about as big as it gets in the Bundesliga, besides Leverkusen sitting at the top, Xabi Alonso staying next year. That sucks for me.
Mm-hmm.
I got Dortmund plus 1.5 versus Bayern.
Okay.
I don't know if Kane's playing.
Harry.
He left England camp early.
Yikes.
He's been training a little bit. I don't know if he's playing, but Dortmund's good squad plus 1.5 I like there. I got AC Milan, draw no bet versus Fiorentina. MLS, I got LAFC, draw no bet versus Colorado. Cincinnati, double chance versus Charlotte. Toronto, draw no bet versus Kansas City. Columbus, draw no bet versus Nashville. And then Sunday, I got Nice moneyline versus Nantes.
Mm-hmm.
Big matchup there. Toulouse, draw no bet versus Clermont Foot. PSG at plus money, moneyline versus Marseille. Rennes, draw no bet versus Strasbourg. Real Sociedad, draw no bet versus Alaves. Man City, Arsenal, game of the weekend. John Stones out. Kyle Walker out. Give me Arsenal double chance versus City. Don't hate a bit of a flyer on Arsenal. I think it's, hold on here. I think Arsenal could win this game.
Okay.
I really do. John Stones and Kyle Walker, big losses there. Premier League, where are you?
John Stones is a bit of a dog.
He is. Where are we here? Arsenal, Man City. Yeah, a bit of a flyer. Arsenal plus 270 money line. I think that's worth a shot.
Nice.
Best case scenario would be a draw for Liverpool. So if we could get that, that'd be sweet.
Okay.
And then finish it off. MLS, Atlanta money line versus Chicago. The Fire.
Okay. Good luck.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Like Atlanta, yeah. Atlanta squad, because they seem to have a good bunch every year.
Okay.
Where? Oh, that's Sunday you're doing?
Yeah.
It's a Saturday. You already went through all the Saturday.
Saturday MLS?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's I didn't see Inter Miami.
They got NYCFC coming down to Miami, brother.
What was Inter Miami?
Probably laying 400.
Minus 200. Dude, they lost fucking... I saw... Inter Miami was plus 270 last weekend at New York Red Bull. And I was like, okay, they don't have Messi, but Suarez has been banging goals in. Plus 270. I placed a fucking whopper.
What'd they do?
Well, little did I know they were playing in the rain. 4-0.
Red Bulls.
They scored three. I mean, it was never close. I told Connor to take it. We were walking in to see the Fairfield women play. Like,
sorry.
And it was downhill from there for, you know, the college bag. Oregon plus 5.5 on, like, Saturday was maybe
one of the worst. Yeah.
Oh, it took my soul. It did. But it's been a better week. I mean, what do you want?
I wish that I was a New York Red Bulls fan, but I instead just decided to be an NYCFC fan. And
you could change.
No, I can't.
Because they play at Yankee Stadium.
Yep, I can't.
No one would care.
Good for LAFC getting Olivier Giroud.
Yeah. Yeah. Why didn't he come to NYCFC?
Feels like you guys kind of ran out of juice. Remember you had Pirlo and David Villa?
Yes.
That's a good squad.
When my fanship began, bro.
Never forget.
Taking it around the pitch in the outfield.
They had Pirlo on the post for corner.
They also can't play home games anymore, so I'm sure they're just road warriors the rest of the way.
Mate, you want to send us out of here?
I love this league!
Sorry, I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Make it count.
Well, Tony, you can't be afraid to fail. It's only... Oh, fuck. I'll tell you.
What the hell just happened?
I've got something for you. Okay. Tony, can't be afraid to fail. It's the only way to succeed. If you're going to succeed all the time, and I know that. LeBron James.
One more time. What was that?
Can't be afraid to fail. It's the only way to succeed. You're not going to succeed all the time, and I know that. LeBron James.
We missed the end in the second one.
Okay.
We're good now. It's a good quote. It's
a good quote. That wasn't good delivery that time.
Yeah, I mean, that'll happen. It's Friday. I mean, you're probably thinking about getting boozed up right now. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.